This is good weather. The road conditions is very good and driving conditions are very good. So I actually came on the accident on the N17 at Conry on Friday, and there was two cars very badly damaged, and it's very surprising that there was no injuries as a result of that. But last week, the Midland and the Western Commission received a report, a presentation from TII in relation to the N17. And I asked a number of questions, and even though there was an attempt made by government councillors to prevent me from asking the questions in relation to the N17. So the overall roads programme of the DII, they look for $500 million a year to do major projects. They're only receiving $300 million. And the N17 won't go to planning permission until 2028. And the Carrick-in-Shannon bypass and the dual carriageway from Longford to Mullingar is ahead of that, ahead of the N17, and also the Croome to Cork Road. So this government won't build the N17. Will they achieve planning permission? That would be their only goal. It was to receive $4 million this year to bring it to planning stages. It only received $1 million. On the dangerous junctions on the N17, which the local people have been lobbying for a long time, the TII looked for $130 million a year for maintenance and dangerous junctions. They only received $70 million last year. So there is no progress on those dangerous junctions on the N17 either. So this government is failing to deliver the N17, and those bad accidents that are occurring on a daily basis will continue to happen, I regret to say.
It's a situation that just continues to seem to rumble on.
And it will continue to rumble on, to go like that, Ron, because there is no pressure on the local representatives. The senior government politicians, we have three members of the government here, they have delivered nothing for Sligo Leitrim. We have Minister Canning has delivered the train to Claremorris. That's part of his programme. He's a junior minister, and he's doing that. But we can see nothing whatsoever in the programme of government for Sligo or Leitrim. And this is regrettable, to have three TDs there letting on their fighting for Sligo Leitrim, but actually absolutely delivering nothing.